This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In Proverbs 31, we find these words, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with an encouraging story of a true woman of valor.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat those around them, and that was certainly true of Ruth. After arriving in Bethlehem, widowed and with no means of providing for herself and her mother-in-law Naomi, young Ruth went out into the fields to pick up leftover grain, a practice known as gleaning. The owner of the field, Boaz, stopped by to check on the harvesters. He noticed Ruth and asked his workers, "Who is that young woman?" The workers replied, "She is the young woman from Moab who came back with Naomi. She asked this morning if she could gather the grain behind the harvesters, and she's been hard at work ever since." Boaz offered Ruth a seat at his table and told his harvesters to drop extra grain for her. Ruth was overwhelmed, and she asked Boaz, "Why are you so kind to me?" And Boaz said, "I heard about the kindness and love that you have shown to Naomi since the death of your husband and her son." Ruth's character was the talk of Bethlehem. A good reputation is something we earn when we consistently live out those qualities that we truly believe in.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.